It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan for this year. The reinvigorated Steve and Kyle podcast.
Right. That's right.
It's going to happen for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to happen.
Big year. 2024. Big year. Big year.
We're going to finish a handle of Crown Royal and we're going to save some dogs.
Strange synopsis of our year ahead.
And Steve.
I mean, well, you said you don't really have anything set in stone. Is it just kind of hang out?
I think that's top of mind, is that I want to go to Grandpa's. I want to swim in the pool.
Okay. Do you think the tweet I just sent from our account to Leanne saying, hey, make sure you convince Annette to force Steve to take the kids to Disney in March is going to help or hurt that?
Bitch. Dude, it's so expensive.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Piano! Just some days that the Kevin MacLeod idiot box dancing hits differently, and today feels like, to me, one of those days.
Yeah, those ivories are sounding extra, extra good.
I think, now you can probably relate, Steve, because as we all know, you've been a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan for your whole life.
Yeah, diehard. Absolutely.
Never missed a game.
Never.
You know, homemade jerseys.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'd see, like, you and Annette wearing them all the time, but it was always a humorous saying on the back, like, your name was Haven't Won. And hers was since, and then your number was 19, and her number was 63 or whatever, yep. Last time you won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You guys were all over the local news with that.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, we run numerous fan groups.
Is there a lesser return on investment than novelty jerseys like that?
Oh, boy. No, because at most, you're getting, look at that guy's jersey.
Yeah. You're getting like a humorous tweet from a beat reporter who sees it.
Yep.
Or a brief mention on the local news.
But it's a picture and it's your back.
Yeah.
So you don't, I mean, maybe you can kind of crane your neck around and get a little face in there. But for the most part, yeah, they're taking a picture of your back because they don't care who you are.
Yeah. And jerseys are not cheap. I don't know. I mean, granted, I know you were buying up all the Eagles ones a few years ago, but still, like the cost of those.
Yeah.
Are insane to make one really, really dumb joke.
Yeah, and you're making nothing. You're not making any money off of it. At most, if you happen to be walking past a tailgate, somebody will say, great jersey, and like throw you a Miller Lite.
Right. The one exception I'm willing to make is the super old couple who have on their jerseys. But it's never like they're not going to, you know, Major League Baseball, whatever. They're going to the low A baseball team or whatever. And their jerseys will say, like, married since 1945. Something like that.
They get a pass.
Very clearly, like, if you had to choose.
Well, I mean, because with them, especially, you know that they're going to be on the kiss cam.
Absolutely. And they're getting the biggest cheer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right? Somebody, until they obviously show the two opposing players from the other team.
Oh, on the kiss cam.
Because we got him! You get it?
Hey, gay joke.
But absolutely, they're getting the
sports joke.
The pantheon of crowd cheers for cameras at sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Old married couple wearing novelty jersey.
Yeah.
Child dressed like a mascot.
Okay.
Those like are that. The top. That's tier one in terms of what you're getting crowd reaction.
I think those are both solid.
What I'm saying is, should we get matching jerseys that say podcasting since 2016?
That's a good idea.
And then we just need to walk around your cul-de-sac holding hands and wait for someone to take a picture.
I was going
to
say, what jerseys are we going to get? Are we going to get like the local?
I'm thinking like Mighty Ducks.
A-level. Oh, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Now you're talking the original Mighty Ducks.
Absolutely.
Jerseys.
So again, it's July. Oh, it's 98 out. And you and I are going to throw on our hockey sweaters for a photo shoot in the cul-de-sac.
I had one of those, the original Ducks jerseys, too. When I was growing up, I was middle school. I was big into hockey jerseys.
Okay.
I had a ton of them. But man, when the Mighty Ducks came into the league, That was what I, that was always what I wanted for Christmas every year.
Absolutely.
It was different jerseys. So I had a Flyers Lindros jersey.
Yeah.
I had, I know I had a Carolina Panthers jersey. Or no, 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 not a Carolina. Who the hell was the Florida Panthers?
Yes.
Florida Panthers jersey and a Ducks jersey, because I believe that they were expansion at the same time. I always wanted a San Jose Sharks one because I loved the teal and the shark biting the stick.
Yeah, I love the color.
Fantastic jersey.
And the Sharks just released like an alternate jersey that I looked at and I thought was just gorgeous, but then I realized I cannot support the man-eating vermin that sharks are. But yeah, no, I think this is a great idea. You and I need to do a photo shoot with matching hockey sweaters in July in the call to Zach.
Okay.
That say podcast. So one jersey will say podcasting and the number 20. The other jersey will say since 16.
Yeah.
And then obviously we'll walk together arm in arm.
Sure, sure. Well, we have to, no, we have to do it in the style of, like, remember with the Detroit Pistons, there was the Bad Boys era.
Right.
So there was like, one of them had, was like ripping the net with his hands, and the other one was like had a flat basketball because they were badasses.
So yes,
squeezed. I remember the Flyers back in the day. They had their first line was called the Legion of Doom.
Yes,
so they show them like, we're tough guys. We're here to beat some ass. So are we doing that? Are we? Maybe we could go to Sears, do a whole photo shoot.
Okay, so we need to find an open Sears.
Okay, that might be, yeah, might be a problem.
I know for a fact, these, my brother for Christmas got me a, there's a site that sells these, got me a Myrtle Beach Merman jersey for Kenny Powers.
Okay.
From Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
And I know for a fact those websites sell also the Mighty Ducks, the original, like those original ones.
Yeah.
The Flint Tropics that you saw in what I forgot the Will Ferrell movie is.
Semi-pro.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I know this is possible. Do we empty the coffers on the most vain purchase we could ever think of?
Well, I mean, look, you sent me that text the other day that that alerted me to our massive, massive windfall.
That's right.
From advertising for the month of December.
That's right, from that retirement power hour guy or whatever who hates libs.
If you hate libs and voted for Joe Biden, you'll hate my podcast.
If you,
what was it, the Lighthouse Retirement Hour?
Powerhouse? Lighthouse?
I think Lighthouse.
Lighthouse Fire. Yeah. That makes, it's a little more, yeah, like Lighthouse Power Hour isn't bringing in the bringing in the generation that he's talking to.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I mean, listen, we've worked very hard to obviously never make a profit, so it would only make sense that we would then empty the efforts towards making a profit on novelty hockey sweaters.
I think this is a great idea.
For us.
Just a great idea.
Our recording schedule is a little wonky, so it's been a little bit. I'm a little...
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, right?
I feel like I'm a little pent up after we missed some, but I wanted to get a recap, and I actually have, Steve, for you.
Mm-hmm.
A list of questions about your trip a week ago, which we never fully discussed on here.
No, it was, I don't want to say it was a last minute decision, but it was a last couple of weeks decision to one of my cousins in Florida was getting married.
Yeah.
And so the whole family, of course, was invited to the wedding, and we just weren't going to be able to swing it to take the whole family.
Well, one, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive, but and in hindsight, it ended up working out well because Nikki was kind of cruddy, sick.
Got it.
He had like the croup or whatever it is for the couple of days that that we would have been traveling. So it worked out for the better. But I still wanted to go because I had there was one of my other cousins that got married about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were not able to go to that one either because Nikki was only a couple months old at that point.
I'll post it on the poll if you RSVP no twice in a row. Are you now out of the rotation?
Yeah.
I think it's a genuine concern.
Yeah, I was a little concerned because I have like 10 cousins.
Okay, too many.
And okay. I'll let some of them know.
Yeah, I'll post it in the poll too. It's 10 cousins, just too many.
Yeah, you're out of the family now. So I really wanted to go. I wanted to go to the one a year and a half ago. It didn't work. So Annette and I talked about it. I was like, well, how about if I just go? She's like, yeah, that would... She was in total support of that.
Okay. So she was ready to get rid of you.
She was ready to get rid of me.
Which is the least surprising anecdote of this whole tale.
Yeah. Not surprised in the least. So her mom came down and stayed at the house for like 2 days and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I flew down on a Friday after work and I flew back on Sunday morning.
And so everything, a quick one.
Yeah, it was a, you know, not even 48 hours.
So did you have to like reach out beforehand saying, hey, I didn't think I'd be able to make it. Now I can.
Nope.
Do you still have a seat for me?
No, I had RSVP'd like literally the day that the RSVPs were due.
Okay. So you were just, you were, oh boy, they're mad at you.
Yeah. They. I know.
You were private. I can, if there's one thing about this entire saga, I can guarantee full heartedly, you were complained about in private.
Normally I would say that you're right. But with this group, that's not, they're just the nicest, sweetest people. They, okay. I genuinely don't think that, I think that if there had been a reason to complain, they would have been, it would have been washed away because knowing that I was coming would have been exciting for them. I know that sounds
Jesus
weird.
Christ.
I know. But if you were to meet this wing of the family, I think that you would say, okay, you're right.
I'm trying to figure out how to even phrase this without making you sound like a dick.
I know. It feels,
for the poll.
And it feels weird saying it. It does. It really feels weird saying it. But I genuinely feel like that is the truth.
I guess I'll post this as saying that they were so excited to see me, they didn't mind the biggest dick thing to say ever.
By the way, we have to.
Oh yes, please do.
We gotta crack open this.
So I was. Here. You had told me in advance. Obviously, I knew that you were going down to this wedding in advance. That you were going to be going solo, which I thought was. Yeah. Oh boy, that's a neat. For me, those situations are always a bit shrouded in. I want to have fun.
Care for something, by the way?
Yes, please.
Okay,
I want to have fun, and I know I will, but I'm super conflicted because I've now, not abandoned, but like my family is back at home.
Yeah.
Right? Wife, two kids, in my case, wife and son. It's. I don't know. It's hard for me to fully enjoy and embrace where I am and what I'm doing, knowing like I always feel like I've left, like abandoned, right?
It was a little bit easier knowing that my mother-in-law was going to be here to help out with the kids because they obviously, I mean, you tell Evelyn Nima's coming and she's like, this is the greatest thing ever. So that made it a little bit easier, but I did feel bad because I know Annette still had a rough weekend because Nikki was so sick and so needy. But I'm happy that I went. I did. I was able to have a good time. I saw a lot of people that I hadn't seen since we got married, which is 6 years ago, more than 6 years ago. So it was good. It was good. It was weird in that I flew straight down there. There was a direct flight. My sister flew down there. Her flight got in like 20 minutes after mine. So I met up with her at the airport and then my uncle picked us up, took us back to the hotel. And then the day that we flew back, my sister and I were actually on the same flight to Charlotte and
went
our separate ways.
Got
so that was cool. It was it was a lot of fun.
So a lot of these aren't going to apply, but I was curious because this is something I have not done.
All right.
Like attend a wedding alone.
Okay.
So I searched out tips for attending a wedding alone.
Oh, good. That's, I mean, very topical.
And I would like to ask you if you did it. Now, some of these may not apply. This was a family wedding.
Yep.
I think what I would really like to do this questionnaire for is when you and I inevitably do get invited to a listener's wedding.
I think we have been. And
but it was very vague. They were like, it's going to, I'll have to seek out who sent that. I think it was maybe our friend who invited us to host a show down at the bar down in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
But I don't want to, I forget, but it was very vague. There wasn't time. I said, yeah, send us an invite and we could try to make that
work.
That's
the thing. I want the official invite.
Yes.
With the little RSVP card. I don't want it to be some informal gathering.
Yeah.
I want it to be like, I got to wear a suit.
Yes. If it's you hanging out with 75 people in your backyard or on a farm,
no.
I'm not interested because not I'm interested. Getting dressed up. And again, the deal was we're emceeing part of it or the right. whole thing.
And all we ask in return is that you pay for our travel
mm-hmm.
and our hotel.
And the beverage, you know, we're a part of it. So,
of
you know,
course,
open bar.
We're not giving you a gift.
No.
Our
no.
gift is our presence.
Do we still get any? I mean, we could drop off like a... upside down softball jersey,
maybe a Kenny Rogers autographed album,
final from Kenny Rogers. So some of these may not apply because it was a family wedding, but still, I'd like to run through some of them for you,
okay,
and see how you would rate yourself for these. Okay,
rate myself. Okay,
well, not rate, but you get what it's like. Do you think you did these items or not? So obviously, we can kind of reverse this because the first one for tips on how to attend a wedding alone is introduce yourself to family. So let me ask you, obviously this was a family wedding, but it wasn't two of your cousins getting married because that would be weird.
Yeah. I did not know half of the people there.
Did you make your way around the tables or around the venue
mm-hmm.
and acknowledge and introduce yourself to the, would it be the bride then?
It was
not Blum. Okay, so the groom is the one you're not related to.
Family, yeah. I'm related to the bride.
Got it. So did you make your way around to the groom's family to introduce yourself at all?
Make my way around, no, but I definitely did introduce myself to a random smattering of people, especially the because when I got there on Friday, we went, the groom's parents hosted the rehearsal dinner.
Sure.
Which we were... It was very nice. We were invited to that. So when we got there, I introduced myself to the groom's mother and father, I believe sister, and then whoever else was at the, I think it was like some aunts and uncles and close friends, introduced myself to them. So I think I get a point for that.
Hmm.
Right?
I would be willing to say you did. I mean,
okay.
I don't think the general idea of that point or that tip would be to, you know, jog around to every table right, yeah. with a name tag and say, I'm Steve, tell me something interesting about yourself.
Right. I'm a cousin of the bride.
I don't like that person at a wedding. I just went to a wedding with that person.
Really?
In this fall. Yeah, UP Chris.
Oh, he's a...
total jackass. Okay? I'm talking walking around. Come with me, Kyle. Let's go say hi to this Russian fella. Actual words out of his mouth.
Okay. So, for me, it had been so long since I had seen my cousins that I spent the majority of the time talking to them and my aunts and uncles because I hadn't seen them in a long time.
Okay. I don't even want to do points. I just want to go through and I want to just as an idea to get your experience.
So this is going to be pass fail at the end.
Sure.
I'm assuming you're going to tell me I wonder how this is going to go. Okay.
The next one. I think you got this one because I've seen you around. I've seen you around town before. I know you can pull this off. Dress confidently.
I dressed very confidently.
So you didn't show up in a pair of like, you know, tan pants instead of dress slacks.
Nope.
You didn't wear.
Nope.
So give me the fit.
The fit was a suit. I had a suit. And
you
tie.
Had a full suit. So you had
suit and tie.
So tell me how old this suit is, because I think what do you hear is once you buy a suit as an adult, you pretty much never buy one again, right?
Pretty much. It's the suit I wore to our wedding.
Okay. So this is a 8-year-old suit, 7-year-old suit.
7-year-old suit. It was, navy.
But you bought that suit new for your wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just nothing flashy, but a blue suit, a navy blue suit, white shirt, kind of like a cream colored tie,
mm-hmm.
brown belt, brown shoes.
So your sister was there?
Sister was there, yeah.
Brother-in-law?
No. Okay. No, it was just my sister, just me. And my brother couldn't have been bothered.
Brother,
yeah.
Family point for Steve.
Well, he actually went to the one last year that none of us, so we're kind of even.
Break even for Steve. Okay, I knew that was going to be a thumbs up for you anyway. I didn't think you would be the guy, you know, saying, well, I'm going to, I packed my Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah, no, I didn't
and
wear.
And board shorts.
I didn't wear my jean shorts and like do the Bartman t-shirt.
As I get older. Or I guess into like middle age, I see those people at weddings and I can't help but roll my eyes.
Yeah. It's
I'm not asking a lot.
Like, is it that tough?
I know. And I'm not asking you to even go out and buy a suit.
No.
Or whatever. I'm just asking you to put on dress slacks
mm-hmm.
and a button down.
Even,
that's it.
Even if it's a casual wedding.
Yes.
I still want to I would rather be overdressed than underdressed.
I go shirt and tie. And yeah. The last wedding I went to in the last fall in Chicago, I was underdressed with a shirt and tie.
Mm.
Even my friends had suit coat. I don't even have a coat.
Okay. You got to go out and get yourself a nice
sport coat. You think I need a sport coat?
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, if I listen to like Andrew Tate or Joe Rogan or, you know, one of those alpha males,
right.
They'd tell me if I don't, you know, if you don't own a sport coat, you're a sissy.
Yeah, probably.
All right, maybe I'll post it on the poll as well. I just feel that's going to go right against me. This is one I don't know how to explain this. I think we'll be able to flesh it out, though.
Okay.
Did you offer to help? You're there alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have kids. So at least for me, it's not like I'd be falling over myself to say, let me set this up or that. Yep. Because a lot of that stuff, listen, they pay for it.
Yeah.
It's the venue or the company's job to do it.
Yep.
But for me, at least, I don't know if restless is the term. You're used to living in a house with a wife, two small children, need help asking questions,
there's
shouting.
There's something going on. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the dog, whatever. So are you sitting there like twiddling your thumbs, kind of like twitching a little bit?
No, but after the ceremony, some of my cousins, there was like this, I don't know what you want to describe it. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like something up on the altar that was like made of wood, and there was like this nice lace and garland and stuff, like kind of like a what the hell's the term,
like an arch,
yeah, like an arch gazebo, like a bridal,
yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the term as well.
So this is like after all the photos were done. Mm-hmm. A couple of my cousins were up there.
This is wedding day.
Yeah, this is after the ceremony, after all family pictures, friends pictures had been taken. They were taking down this arch. And I just ran up and I said, hey, let me help you out with that. And I just helped them, you know, lower it down to the ground and take a couple screws out and everything. So, yeah, I'm good. I helped.
You were there offering to help.
I was offering to help. Yeah. Okay.
Right. This is weird. I think obviously times are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore your phone.
Were you
a phone in the pocket? Did you leave the phone in the car?
I definitely had the phone on me.
You have a wife and kids. It's different. You're not down there as a 22-year-old single man, right?
But I wanted to take pictures. I got a bunch of pictures of me and family and cousins and aunts and uncles. So,
but you weren't like someone like me, who would be like checking sports bets every half hour,
like streaming the game,
right? Checking in on the hot NBA action that night. No. You weren't doing that.
No, I was using my phone, but I was using my phone as if it was just a camera.
Okay, so
I think I did okay.
Okay.
Sent my wife a couple of pictures.
Okay.
You know, so.
Like, hey, I'm having fun. How's life with a sick kid?
Yeah.
That's a dangerous situation.
Picture of me just with a bottle, like, glug, glug, glug.
Dangerous situation for you, man. Because you should have sent a picture like, oh, man, this thing's a drag.
No. It's like a picture of me and the bride, me and my cousin. Okay. She's like, oh, she looks beautiful. You're fine.
She's beautiful. Good thing you went.
Can you take that picture again, but without you in it?
Any way you could stand 18 inches away from her to make the cropping easier? Next up, and this one may not apply again, I'm going to ask anyway. Did you make friends with your table mates?
My table mates were my mom, my sister, my aunt and uncle, my other aunt and uncle, and I'm still trying to figure out if he's a second cousin. I believe he's a second cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, so I knew all my table mates.
Let's adjust that one a touch then.
Okay.
Would you say you made an effort, and maybe not make friends, we know that's a touchy subject around here,
mm-hmm.
with like a different table? Like maybe you say, hey, that's a family member at table 8. You go sit down and want to chat with another cousin, but that cousin is at a table with people you don't know.
No, I definitely didn't.
Did not?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I talked to people at other tables, but I pretty much stuck to the people I knew.
I mean, that's tough. You're a man and you're your early 30s.
Yeah, 42.
And it's not in our nature, your nature, to just,
I know,
go sit down.
Yep.
And embrace 8 other people. Hey, guys, Steve here, right?
Hey, cousin of the bride. Boom.
I'm going to skip a few because they don't really make sense. I don't know. I don't care if you stayed positive or if you embraced being solo. I think they're saying stay positive. My understanding would be like you went alone because you have nobody that cares about you.
Oh, okay. I think I stayed positive throughout the whole experience.
Good. Be ready to dance.
I danced.
You danced.
Of course I danced.
Let's talk dancing,
Come
Steve.
Come on, man.
Because are you a strictly just wedding dancer? Are you a dancer when you drink? Are you? How do those coincide, or what is your dancing repertoire?
I did not drink at all, by the way.
Really?
No alcohol whatsoever.
Buzzkill.
Yeah, when certain songs come on, you know, when Cool and the Gang comes on, you got to get up there and dance.
So you're jumping up excitedly.
You better believe I did the YMCA.
Of course. Okay, so let's talk the traditional ones. Were you out there? Was there a chicken dance?
No chicken dance.
No chicken dance. I feel like the chicken dance is going the way of the dodo at the wedding. I think it's getting...
There was a Macarena. I didn't do the Macarena because I couldn't remember all the, you know, very intense moves.
Let's talk what I would argue is the more modern wedding staple then. I'm curious on your reaction to the wedding's reaction when those opening notes of the Cupid Shuffle hit.
Oh, man, the Cupid Shuffle was definitely played. The dance floor was packed for it.
And what about you?
I was not up there.
What?
I don't know at all.
No. This is where, when I'm thinking pass fail in a little bit, hearing you were jumping for joy at the YMCA and Cool in the Gang, but you wouldn't get out of your seat for literally a dance that gives you the instructions.
I know. I'm not proud of it. Mm. Maybe we got to do a dance class or something.
The Stephen Kyle dance class is something I am very interested in.
We can wear our matching hockey jerseys.
I am very interested in the Stephen Kyle dance class. And I'm thinking, like, we go to, you know, a traditional dance studio and we pay whatever hundreds of dollars. Yeah. Katie and I did those before our wedding.
Oh, did you?
And I think we just repeat that same class for you and I. We pick a song in advance and we act like this is totally normal because it is.
Yeah.
But we don't tell anybody why we're there. Right. But we're showing up in our Mighty Ducks jerseys.
Every time.
Podcasting since 2016. And we're going to tell them that we need to learn how to slow dance to, like, Frank Sinatra's My Way.
Mm-hmm.
Or an Elton John song.
By the way, have we decided who's going to be podcasting 20 and who's going to be since 2016?
No.
Since
16. Yeah, no, I don't think we have. Well, I mean, we can.
We're going to be locked in, though. That means that the orientation that we walk.
That's you always have to be on the right side or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm a bit disappointed.
I know.
In the dancing
one. I knew you would be. I knew that was coming.
The next one up, it doesn't really apply again. Chat up your folks at your table, but we talked about that with maybe make it a different table. Yeah. You said not really. And that's okay. I think that's okay.
No, I did have one of those.
That person's irritating.
I did have one of those you're super old moments
because
we were sitting there with my Uncle Mike and Aunt Pat. And they were talking to somebody, and my Uncle Mike said something like, right before Pat and I got married, it's, 31 years at this point, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, Uncle Mike, you just said you've been married for 30 years. Come on, man. I was at your wedding. It wasn't 30 years ago. And then he's like, we got married in 1993. And I was like, that wasn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it was.
Quick doing the math and realizing that that's a memory, right? Because you weren't 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bummer.
Age is so quick. Yeah, but I'm sorry. I'm still just rattled from the fact that you were doing a Y with your hands, but you couldn't do the Cupid Shuffle.
Slide to the left.
Right, you even know the word. Like, everybody knows it. Next up. Explore the location. I'm curious about this because this one actually applies. It's a bit of a, you had to fly for there. So the city, the venue, whatever, did you find yourself wandering?
We did on Saturday morning, got up and went to breakfast with some of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were in Niceville, Florida, which was...
Feels like it's out of a 1960s movie.
I know. It's like Pleasantville.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Was everything in black and white until you decided to, like, have sex in the car and everything turned color?
I mean, everyone in the car was family members.
Well, I mean, it could be with yourself. I mean, I'm not discriminating.
No, I did not.
It's on the poll.
Why do I have to answer this as if it's
obviously, it's a gag.
Like, why am I sitting here defending myself?
So you're in Niceville.
I'm in Niceville.
What is there to do in Niceville? And was the vet? I mean, I feel like as we get older, like when you're 10, 11, even 16, 18, 20, if you're at a wedding, family member, friend, it doesn't matter. You're so caught up in the, you're just there, right? You're, you don't want to leave the.
Yeah. You don't really know where you are.
It right. But you're older, right? But, and you're like, oh boy, it's awful loud. I'd like a minute.
Right? No, we, after we ate breakfast on Saturday morning before the wedding, my uncle had rented this big SUV rental car. So we all piled in, and he's like, "Ah, you want to go check out the beach?" And we drove to Fort Walton Beach because it was about 15 minutes away. So it was a Fort Walton Beach, Destin area. That's where we drove.
Quick recap: sandy water nearby.
Yeah,
waves.
Yeah, got pretty much.
So we're all caught up on the beach.
Pretty much.
So if I were to close your eyes, spin you 10 times around a dizzy bat, and brought you to another one, it could be Fort Walton, could be Grand Haven, could be Lake Erie, could be.
I can't tell you how disappointed I was when we got back in the car after going to breakfast. And somebody suggested, oh, let's take a drive out to Fort Walton Beach. And we were like less than a mile from the hotel. And I was like,
take a nap.
But the hotel's right there. So but I didn't want to be that guy that was like, can you drop me off?
Were you looking to take a nap?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to go back and just lay around in the hotel. Like, how often do I get time to do nothing?
Right.
Just nothing at all.
Isn't that a weird part of vacation?
It is.
I
embrace that part so much.
I want to more. I feel like I'm wasting opportunity, right?
No, because do not feel like that.
Because what other time could I take a 15-minute car ride to another beach anywhere in the world?
Like, we didn't even...
Didn't get out?
No. We basically drove and then hit a U-turn and drove back.
I mean, it's Fort Walton. Was there a fort there? Was there...
Don't know. No idea.
Sand leading up to the water. Beautiful. So did you find yourself at the venue itself? And golf club, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Did you find yourself like walking around, you know, maybe like, you know, putting your hand on the pillars in a big open hallway and be like, oh, pretty solid.
Built this place to last. Right.
You didn't wander.
No, I didn't. Did not wander.
So you were dance floor reception area from start to finish.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Oh, boy. That discussion in pass fail. Last one here not the last one, but you already answered one of them. Mm-hmm. Did you have an exit strategy? We're getting older, and like you said, you were already itching to take a nap.
Yeah, no exit strategy because, again, I was there with family. I didn't drive on my own, so I was just – I didn't really have a – I mean, I guess I could have called an Uber and just
– Right.
Like Irish goodbye or something.
But so let's work around the edges on that a little bit. Had you hinted at anybody in the family that you had ridden there with? Like, boy, I'd like to, you know, early flight, even if it's not.
Nope.
Like to get back there by about 11, you know?
No, I was genuinely happy to be there and enjoyed myself the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah. I did, I forgot that I had shot a little video and I posted this to my Instagram.
Okay.
If you want to see it.
Is that the venue?
It's actually, it ends with me dancing too.
Okay.
Out on the dance
floor. So we know it's not Macarena, and we know it's not the Cupid Shuffle. So this is one of the two big hitters. Again, the two big hitters being Kool and the Gang and a YMCA.
Right. All right. So this it's posted on my Instagram.
Yeah.
You can check it out. But
at my cousin's wedding, my brother couldn't make it, so he challenged me to get selfies with all 9 of my cousins. To that, I say, hold my beer. We are
Joseph,
family. Josiah,
right?
And Sarah.
Emily,
Andrew,
Timothy, Elizabeth, Anna Banana, and there's the
new cousin. Yeah.
There's my Aunt Louise.
And bonuses.
Yeah. What do you think? Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
No, nothing. I mean, it's fine. I mean, you're running around doing games. That's cute. It's fine.
What?
It's fine.
I think it was good.
No, that was good. That was it. I appreciate Brother Mike forcing you to actually. I wonder if Brother Mike was like me a little bit.
Well,
maybe he was worried that you were going to not hermit, but you know, maybe turtle up a little bit.
Well,
just, you know, sit at the table and drink your sparkling water or whatever it is you had.
The reason for that is because when he was at the wedding last year and the rest of us were not, he sent us selfies that he took with all 9 of the cousins. So he's like, you know, basically selfies with all 9 of the cousins or it doesn't count.
Right.
So I not only got all the cousins, got Aunt Louise, got Uncle Mike and Aunt Pat, and got a little sweet Caroline in there too.
Man.
So, yeah.
Overall, you rate this a successful trip?
I thought it was great.
Happy you went?
Happy I went. Flight down was no problem. Flights back, no problem. Little bummed. I got a flat tire on the way home from the airport.
Oh, no. So you didn't even get picked up at the airport?
No. I had to sit on the side of the road for like 45 minutes.
I think we're learning what Annette actually thought about this wedding trip.
I'd
have been happy to pick you up or drop you off, by the way.
That's all right. Not a problem.
The last one, you already answered in a previous answer, but the last tip for attending a wedding alone, seek the bar. Was this an active choice? You didn't want to drink? Was it a dry wedding?
Dry wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it worked out. I didn't have to.
You didn't want to sneak in a flask?
No.
Make a run for the local tavern?
Mm-mm. Nope. No, that was good.
If I were to give you a pass-fail grade, Steve, on this.
Oh, boy.
For attending a wedding alone.
Okay.
And again, this is obviously very vague.
Okay.
Just overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you pass with flying colors, Steve.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, really, thank you. Thank you.
I'm happy. If this wasn't a dry wedding,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you would have answered differently to anything? Do you think you would have retroactively looked at it differently?
I'm sure I would have had a drink, maybe two, mm-hmm. but I don't think it would have been really any different.
Wow. I feel like we'd have had sister on the phone telling us about the time Steve's ripping off his shirt to go vomit in the local stall.
No, that would have been that. That was not happening. Not at a family wedding. At least not at this family wedding.
I appreciate you showing some discretion
and
some restraint compared to, you know, when you're going to a theme park.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig. Bum, bum, bum.
Dum, bum, bum. Third time. All right, what do we got over there? Steve. That's a USPS priority mail package, right?
This is, looks to be a, this is the large flat rate box.
Mm-hmm.
This is from our friend, Johnny Chef.
Johnny
the
Chef.
The military man. Now, obviously, I've never been in the military. I'd like to see future correspondent signed with his military.
Yeah. ID.
Title.
Are you a private? You a corporal?
Like first colonel, staff, sergeant, in charge on weekends.
Yeah.
Johnny Chef.
Now he's the one that is, he reached out and said that he'd be willing to put some feelers out there to see if he could find a host for our religious themed military podcast, Warship.
That's right.
Which again, is hosted by sailors on a boat.
On a warship.
About religion.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The rest is up to you. he had warned us that this is a package on the way.
Okay.
So let's open this. And we have another package. I believe it's close from our friend Trevor in Dixon/Burns.
Boy,
But apparently they use a different United States Postal Service.
Trevor sent us two packages on the same day. One of them we got weeks ago.
Right.
3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And the other one still has not made it.
Yeah. And again, if you'd like to send us anything or just correspond, it doesn't have to be a large flat rate priority mailbox.
No.
Again, we're trying to fill up our sticker wall this year from your local haunts, whatever it may be, things that relate to the podcast.
We need to post another picture of that.
Yeah. Please send it to the P.O. box that's in the show notes here, or you can just message us and we can send that to you if you're too much of an invalid to look at it.
All right.
So no offense.
What did Johnny send us?
Got a couple envelopes. Why don't you pop one of them open there, Steve, and I'll look at the other one. This is a properly curated package.
It's a nice embossed card. Okay. SK Pod. As your military man on the inside, or the MMOI.
Of course.
I thought it fitting to get you both War College merch.
Hey!
Think of the War College as the grad school to the Naval Academy.
Okay, so like upgraded school for the idiots.
I didn't say
that. Nope. Backtracking, not a funny joke.
I was just going to move forward with it.
Yep, I want to apologize That's not a funny joke. It's not even an okay joke.
That is something that Kyle said I was going to ignore.
See, that's not even low-hanging fruit. It's like I kicked a crab apple that was on the ground, and it wasn't even a joke, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
All complaints to Kyle. Johnny goes on to say, I also included my Christmas card, and notice what is in the background. From your MMOI, happy solstice, late, let's go Lions, I hope, John Chef. He says, I'm a Marine, not a soldier.
Is there a...
Nope.
Can I ask that question? Because I don't want to seem dumber than I already do. Look at this lovely Christmas card. Look at this family.
What do we got here?
Look at that. That is from the Chef family.
Look at that attractive family.
That is John, Katie, and obviously the two most important members of that family, Patsy and Waffles.
Yes, those are some beautiful dogs.
And if you will notice in that left side photograph, Steve, take a look at the backdrop. A delightful, innovative, stunning city, just a gorgeous suspension bridge. Because Johnny Chef
looks like any other bridge.
Appreciates engineering and appreciates innovation.
Yeah.
Rather than some buffoons in this room who are so stuck in the past, they're using pine-treated lumber to create something to cross a creek that collapses if you put more than two cattle on it, because that's the last time they were used. That's neither here nor there.
Innovation's got to start somewhere.
Thank you, Johnny. That Christmas card is going to stick very around nice. On the wall here. That is,
of course.
I mean, I've mentioned in the past that Johnny Chef. That's one handsome dude.
He's a good looking guy.
And I think it frustrates me the most that he has that full head of hair, because I feel like in that left side photo he's flaunting it.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. It does kind
of. But the right side photo looks to be from a Marine event, right? And I have so many questions, not just about the apparel. I want to ask about the sword.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that the first time I looked at it.
Because, like, so to, obviously, when was the last time a Marine actually used a sword?
Is it too much to ask for you to send us that sword?
Maybe that is.
Maybe it's too much.
You think maybe asking for the sword from his active duty uniform to sit in our podcast studio is too much?
There's no way they still use them.
He could keep the handle and just put a piece of, like, a stick on the end. Okay? Nobody's going to know.
Yeah.
When was the last time, I'm going to post it in the poll, has a Marine ever actually used the sword? No. No, of course they haven't, okay. Steve.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you very much.
We were just talking about it, Steve.
Oh, that's right. We still have the actual stuff in the package.
We have a few new additions to the sticker wall.
We got the United States War College sticker. Of course, Veribus Marie Victoria.
That's what I say to Katie every week. It's like a good luck this week, Monday morning.
It's have a good week.
And this one from Ragged Island Brewing Company.
Oh, very nice.
Do you recognize the state that is shaped after, Steve?
I do not.
I believe, based on his location, I believe that is in Rhode Island. Johnny Chef has moved a few times since we've been communicating with him over the years.
All right.
He's done some overseas stint, but I believe that is Rhode Island. I could be wrong.
I like that sticker.
Gorgeous sticker. But yeah, two new additions for the sticker wall.
Beautiful.
Steve.
Beautiful.
Oh,
boy.
What do we have here?
What do we got?
Okay, this is, that is the United States Naval War College with obviously Veribus Mari Victoria, which again.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. In gray. And another gorgeous
and
one.
In blue.
In blue.
I would love the blue one.
Yeah, I was going to take the blue.
No. So
that is outstanding.
Those are beautiful.
Johnny, thank you so much for that package. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to top that. I mean, we did just receive a package of the weirdest foreign candy known to man from our friend Trevor and Dixon/Burns, but this is delightful.
That is
Thank
that
you
is
so much, man.
Thank you very much, John. And as they say at the Naval War College, Veribus Murray Victoria, have a good week.
The only thing, listen, maybe I'm not up on my Latin, but in my experience, that's just, that's what it equals out to.
Yeah. Have a good week.
I was curious on where we wanted to go from here. I have a couple things that I wanted to talk to you about, and we have a couple things on the list, and that much as it goes, Steve.
We do.
We never get to all the things on the list.
No, terrible.
So I wanted to ask you, what you would like to get to. In my mind, I see three topics that I would still like to get with you about in the near future.
Okay.
Which of those three do you think we should broach?
All right. Let me see.
Because the one is a long gestating idea from this very podcast that I think you probably went to the Sharks too early with. So when you wrote down
that, we can talk about that right now. It's not a very long.
It doesn't matter.
Update.
I'd much rather get to it. That's what we always think. And then in 12 minutes, we're planning a trip to somewhere. Right? We're going to be on Route 66 visiting Deadwood somehow.
Okay, so years ago, boy, I don't even remember.
I believe this was one of the Jeep sagas. You were trying to figure out a way to get a car or car parts
from one location to another without really having to do anything. Because
yes.
I didn't want to pay for shipping, and I didn't want to have to drive hours and hours to pick something up.
And I'm guessing it was an actual car based on the idea, because car parts are whatever. You understand, like, hey, if it's heavy, it might ship for a decent amount. But a car itself.
I thought that this was the billboard. I thought it was the billboard artwork.
Maybe as well. You're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, so I wanted to get something from a faraway location to me, so I had an idea, which I meant it more like an Uber for shipping, but it was turned into you referring to it as Steve's Pony Express, and it was where, okay, so I'm in Michigan, and I need XYZ, but it's in Delaware. We find somebody in Delaware, who will pick it up, maybe drive it to Pennsylvania halfway across the state. And then somebody else drives it from Pennsylvania into Ohio. Somebody drives it from Ohio into Michigan. And then, multiple handoffs.
Yes.
And it eventually makes it its way to me.
And again, you would gain pony bucks.
Yes. You would gain credits. That you could then cash in if you needed something delivered to you.
Correct. So
I still think this is a phenomenal idea.
Financially, I have no idea how it works.
I don't know who makes money.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Or who pays in or how you get any rewards out of it.
It starts with an idea.
Okay. So we started with this idea. Presumably.
This idea is 100% mine.
Sorry, because I am on the record then and now saying this is stupid. So this idea came about 6 years ago to get the billboard artwork
or
here.
The murder Jeep parts.
Whatever.
I don't really remember.
So when this thing died, it's an inevitable death immediately. I thought, thank God, one of Steve's terrible ideas is dead for good.
Mm-hmm.
Until I see this and you say, I have an update that I need to talk about.
Yeah.
Steve's Pony Express. Now, I know you dabble. We talk about it a lot on this podcast in marketplace sales, giveaways, whatever.
I got somebody who is en route to pick up a stroller as we speak.
That's right.
As we speak, they're on their way. So yeah, I dabble a bit.
Is it related to this at all? To like Facebook sales or
nope.
Or purchasing?
No,
okay.
That's actually related to the side gig.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, at the end of the year, we do an event called the Holiday Break-Ins, which is helping out families that are in need of a little help during the holidays, fallen on hard times, slipped through the cracks of other charities.
And you do that on just on a free day around here?
No. We do that right before the holidays, last broadcast day of the year.
Broadcast, meaning?
Radio.
You're in radio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing in your car with the knobs and the buttons.
Oh, I thought they just hooked up to my iPod. So you're telling me you do that for a living?
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not. Believe it or not. So
start looking at a backup plan. I don't know if that's going to pan out.
Look, I just need another 15 years. Just give me 15 years.
A lot of people are being like, I just need one. That's essentially like you sitting here going, I just need one lotto win. Just one jackpot, the lotto.
I don't need 50 million. Just give me a mil.
One. Or one of those. Would you prefer like the 50? Or would you prefer one of those that says, whatever, 10 grand a week for life.
10 grand a week for life, definitely.
Even though to get to 50 million,
I'd have to live a long time.
You'd have to live a long time. That's a half a million a year. So you'd have to live another 80 or 100 years.
I'll be good.
Boy, we're not good at math. Maybe that's how they... seems like that's how they get a lot of people playing Lotto.
That's how they get you.
Sorry. But we digress.
So let's go back in time about a month. And I had picked a family that was going to be the recipient of my holiday break-in. Mm-hmm. And they had a bunch of issues with cars, a bunch of car issues, cars that had broken parts or needed a starter or needed this or that or the other. So as you know, from doing holiday break-ins in the past, back when you worked in the industry.
Yes.
A lot of times you don't know the severity of things until you're actually at the house that day doing the break-in.
Right. Stepping over cat litter boxes and, you know, other items that,
So I had requested from our listening audience, I said, hey, anybody who's a mechanic, even better if you're a mobile mechanic, somebody who, you know, comes out to the job and makes the repairs.
Boy, so you were, I mean, well, obviously you're busy, but still, like, does that hurt you a little bit? Because in the back here,
could do it myself.
Could be you, right?
It could be me.
Well, was it a big project? Without getting into specifics, was it a massive undertaking type of thing?
The issue is that it was really unclear what we needed. We didn't know exactly what was needed.
Got it.
There was a lot of like, well, I know that the one car, I think it had this problem. Like, we didn't have definite stuff.
It needed a wellness check.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I put the call out there. I said it would be great if I could get a mobile mechanic to meet me there. Well, I ended up getting like three people to reply. And they all said, our trucks are loaded up. We'll meet you there in the morning.
Nice.
Which was amazing. So we get there, we're unloading stuff in the house. There's mechanics out in the driveway working on all the vehicles. Mm-hmm. And after about a half hour, they were like, all right, we need, this car needs this, this car needs this, this car needs this.
Was it, you're obviously in the know enough. Was it anything that you thought, oh boy, oh no, like transmission, engine,
no. Now, luckily, steering wheel? It was, I think one of them needed like a starter. One of them needed maybe an alternator. One of them, the exhaust was like hanging off the back of it, so needed to get a little section of exhaust.
Right.
So I was like, all right, okay. Now I'm like frantically, all of us are on our phones trying to find part stores in the area that have these parts that I can just go buy them.
Yep.
Come back, hand them to them. They can install them.
Yep.
Cause they're all there and they're like, yeah, we're happy to help. So we were about 30 miles from here doing this break-in. The only store that I could find that had all of the parts in stock was back in this area.
Okay.
So in order for me to get them...
Were they big part? But obviously, well...
Not that big.
Obviously not super hard to find based on if auto stores have them in stock type of thing.
Yeah.
Not massive, right?
Yeah.
So are they comfortable... If you can get the parts, they'll be able to get them in before a person is home.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but the problem is that would have required me to double back.
Right.
To pick up the parts, then turn around.
Yeah.
Drive all the way back.
75 minutes, best case scenario.
Yeah, exactly. So I had an idea.
Oh, no.
So I called the radio station and I demanded to be put on air.
Anybody out there driving from? Oh, my God.
I said, put me on the air. I got a strange request, but it needs to happen. And they put me on the air. And I said, if anybody out there is in the area of this store and would be so gracious as to stop in there and pick up these parts and drive them to this location, we would be forever grateful.
Okay. Relying on the goodness of humanity on this day.
Yes.
The only day you've been ever known to give back.
We were inundated. So many people
really
saying, let me know. I'm 5 minutes away. I can be at the store in 5 minutes. No problem.
So were you close to like a baton race? We were like, well, you know, Bill has to get to work, but he said he'll whip them off the highway over exit 73. If you can catch them.
Kind of.
And scooter down to the next exit.
Now, luckily, we had one guy who got in touch and he said, hey, I love listening to this every year. It would do this old retired trucker's heart well if I could help out. And he went to the store. I called the store and this was a whole other issue. I called the store and I was like, hey, yeah, I need this.
Oh, like a local big auto store. Okay.
I said, all right. And the guy's like, all right, I got it all in stock. And I said, cool. Can I just pay you over the phone? And he said, no, man, sorry. Can't do that. Not this time of year with all the fraud going on. And I was like, okay. I didn't get it either. So then I have to reach out to the guy who's picking up the parts and say,
can you pay?
Hey, would you be able to pay $375 for these parts? And then I will immediately Venmo you.
Wow.
The balance. And he said, not a problem at all.
What if that was the deal breaker? He's like, listen, man, I'm already helping you enough. Cash, dude, another thing coming.
Steve's Pony Express was born that day and it worked. That man picked up the parts, paid for them. I Venmo'd him the money, and then he drove them 45 minutes out to the site, handed the parts off to the mechanics. They made all the repairs.
So what did you, how many pony bucks did he get for that effort?
To be honest,
where can he cash them out or in?
Well, he now has, 14 pony bucks.
Okay. So he is the first investor or first,
He's the guy that like bought pizza with Bitcoin and paid like 20 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that money now would be worth like $50 billion.
So he's got the first 14 pony bucks.
14 pony bucks. Yeah.
So now listen, we need to expand the enterprise. I don't know how.
Whoa.
You need to expand the enterprise.
You were out from the second this came up.
And that is a total misspeak. I'm still not. I mean, this is a failure from the get-go that I am uninterested in. Okay? I want that to be very clear. How do you expand this enterprise now? Enterprise. Mm-hmm. To garner more attention, is there anything you're going to be looking for? For yourself, whether it be for the garage or for the house or whatever, because I think we need to expand this beyond radio's reach.
So you think that I need more of a proof of concept?
Well, listen, one person helping for a holiday donation 6 years after the company's creation. I just don't know on Shark Tank. I don't know who's saying no first, but I'm confident saying they're all telling you no. I think you need to show a tiny bit of expansion to make this happen. What do you need? What's the big ticket? Not even big ticket. It could be, but item that, it's hard to find. Maybe it's a collectible, Steve.
Yeah.
Maybe you want something from you. Maybe we're looking for, a Larry Ferreri signed vinyl, right? Yeah, and it's only in New Orleans.
I got some Comanche projects coming up that I might need some parts for.
Remind me to not ask you about that.
Okay. It's very rude of you.
No, I'm just asking you to remind me to not do that.
Hmm. Yeah. It's hard not to take that in an insulting way.
No offense.
Ah, jeez.
I'd like to see some proof. Yeah, I think you're the term proof of concept. That's the next step, right?
All right.
So at this pace, you're looking to get...
Well, look, I want you to keep your eye out, too. Maybe you have your eye on something.
Maybe some comic books
or something?
Yes,
or
I just downsized the collection, so yeah, I'm looking to...
to stock back up.
Yeah.
Did you make that big sale with that guy?
I did. I sold a bunch of my comic book collection, and now I'm done buying new. So I'm just looking at buying like certain books from a certain era, certain numbers, because that's all I need at this point. All right. But you're right. This is the perfect avenue. If I find some, that are listed on Marketplace for local pickup only, and it's 600 miles away,
sure,
I might have to buy some pony bucks.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start a list of people who, if you're interested in being an official driver for Steve's Pony Express, submit your name to us via DM at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We will put you into our database.
Did you want to offer incentives like free pony bucks if you sign up with a flatbed?
Nope.
Or a super cab truck that can fit more stuff?
No, I'm still not really sure how the pony bucks thing works.
I tell you, 6 years in, this is now the time to flesh all this out. I love seeing you work this through. Well, at least you didn't prey on the good heart of local radio listeners.
Mm-hmm.
to get this thing off the ground.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. Before we get out of here, it's been a little while, Steve, and I'd like to get to a recap of the polls.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Steve and Kyle on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you, Melissa Vaughn. Those are on both Facebook and Twitter at Steve and Kyle. I will just go back to the start of the new year.
Okay.
I'm sure we've missed some in December.
I bet we did.
They're just getting washed away. Mm-hmm. You might see some of those come back here in the next month and a half as we start paring down. The committee has to meet in the planning pagoda.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The decision den.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
To figure out the entrance into this year's Pole Badness Tournament. January 1st, is New Year's Eve the dumbest?
Yeah.
70% of the audience agree, Steve, and they say yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Is making DIY LED Christmas lights with bulk diodes Steve's worst idea to date?
Oh, it's going to be so nice.
68% of the audience said yes, and that is a shocker, because in my time of knowing you, you've had some poor ones. Steve's Pony Express right there.
Is it the bulk diodes portion?
It is.
Okay.
It is, because I really felt like you came out with that confidently, but you don't know what you would do with a single diode, let alone bulk.
I don't know what a diode is.
Okay. So step one, learning.
Let's figure out what diodes are.
Is 4 days too long to go without a shower?
Nah.
80%.
Said no.
Said, yes, you're a filthy animal, Steve. Go take a shower. Don't do that. Jeez. Vacation or not. Gross.
I will not be shamed.
4 days is too long. You're not a hobo. Okay? Even they're like getting 3 days. Like, boy, I got to, you know, sneak into one of those truck stops and get into one of those, you know, paid showers. Is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more?
Was that my New Year's resolution?
I don't know how we got into that. I remember... A very brief discussion, but I don't remember. 69% of the audience said no. That couldn't possibly be a New Year's resolution. Should Kyle tell people that he works in the private sector?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
82% of the audience agree. Yes.
Good. Hey, Kyle, what do you do?
Oh, I mean, I probably can't get into it. I work in the private sector.
That sounded so perfect.
Does, quote, what happens in Destin stay in Destin?
That's end right. Quote.
Shockingly, we lost the audience on this one. 50% of the audience said yes. 50% of the audience said no. Has there ever been a donation from humans to cows or pigs? Talking about Oinky the Valve.
Oinky
my
the
heart. 52% of the audience said no. That's ridiculous.
A nail biter. Oh, boy.
Can Yuck and Chuck AI in the morning replace Steve? 56% of the audience said yes. I think that's probably light by about 20%. Does anyone know the actual words to Auld Lang Syne?
Something about old acquaintance be.
That's where everybody loses it, right? Yeah.
Oh, wait. By the way, is this the year that by the end of the year, I can play guitar and you can play harmonica? The Auld Lang Syne.
We talked about
that's like 6 years in the making.
We made a separate doc just to store our New Year's resolutions. I can't believe we made it through this entire episode without discussing my text message to you last week.
I am so... I was so proud of you.
We need to put it... We'll put it on the list. Here. That'll be the A bit next week. I made a concerted effort at accomplishing a New Year's resolution that was on our discussion two or three weeks ago regarding New Year's resolutions. Let me go back. I'm just going to do a quick gander to see if we missed any. If you get cheated on with a busboy, do you have to pack in the dating career?
Boy, I don't remember the conversation, but I know exactly what that's about. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that. Not still bitter.
87% of the audience said yes. To your credit, Steve, you did not. You ended up getting married. Somehow. Got over the busboy affair?
Oh, no. Still not over it. No. I'm not sure why you think I'm over it.
That's my mistake. as we talked about it, you know, last month, obviously you didn't get over it. That's my mistake.
Not even remotely close to being over it.
Can you teach yourself how to smoke on a 1 hour car ride?
Sure as hell tried.
89% of the audience said yes. So they're saying you just don't know how to do it.
So I got to smoke like, what, 9 of them or so?
I guess so. I guess you should have chained harder, maybe one out of both sides to learn. Is Warren Buffett a loser butt? I think one of us, probably me, was perturbed about his tips. He had some tips about how to do something. 71% of the audience agreed, though.
Okay.
They said yes.
All right.
Is Steve's marriage in trouble because he's paying for a new roof?
I'm not sure how that.
Because she's finally, if you can't do that.
Oh, because I couldn't do it. I can't do it on my own.
You're not willing to. Like, she's come to look at you as like the guy who, you know. You're the, you know, replace the floor, do this, make a new railing, jump monkey. But now when it's, when it became jump on the roof monkey.
Right. Yeah.
You said, let me jump to the checkbook.
That's right. Drew the line.
You on a docket for the roof now?
I don't believe we have a date yet, but we're in the queue.
Gotcha. God, I hope one day you just come home and
it's just done.
Dumpster in your driveway and shingles everywhere.
Amazing.
61% of the audience, though, said yes, Steve, your marriage may be on the rocks.
On the rocks.
And Annette definitely looking at you a little bit differently. I believe that gets us entirely caught up.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, so at Steve and Kyle, we're going to post a picture of the most recent additions to the sticker wall.
Yes.
We really want to get that knocked out this year. We've been talking about that for
Would love to fill that up. Would love to fill that up this year.
So yeah, the address to send stickers is going to be in the show notes, as always. Wherever you listen to the show, just scroll down, you'll see the address in there. And I really am looking forward to the A-Bit next week.
Oh, that's right.
Your concerted effort to fulfill a New Year's resolution I assigned to you.
I'm proud of myself. Little disappointed, though. No, we'll talk about it next week.
All right. So we will talk to you next week. Again, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to stay caught up. See ya.